poultry will have to be kept in secure enclosed spaces under an order just made by the Department of Agriculture. The housing order, which will come into effect next Monday, follows the detection of bird flu in a turkey flock in County Carlow. Similar restrictions are being introduced in the north from tomorrow. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox has been following the story. Angus, what can you tell us about this housing order?
Well, Rachel, I'm at the Department of Agriculture here and just on Kildare Street, where this housing order has been announced in the last hour. So it comes amid a significant heightened risk of bird flu. We're coming into the high-risk season around winter. We've had 40 cases detected in wild birds so far this year across the country. But then yesterday, we had that first confirmed case on a commercial poultry flock in Carlow. And that was significant because that was the first case we've had in the country in nearly 2 years. So this has been coming and has been building. And this order, the housing order, will mean all poultry and captive birds that they'll have to be kept indoors. And this is done to reduce the risk of spread. And the current H5N1 strain of bird flu, that's especially virulent. And there's a lot of worry over that. So from next Monday, 10th of November, that order will be in place. As you say, there's a similar measure in place from Northern Ireland, or for Northern Ireland, that kicks in from tomorrow. So by this time next week, the entire island will be under a housing order. And a short time ago, I got some more details from the Agriculture Martin Hayden, Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden, about this housing order.
This is a period of the year now where the migratory birds are arriving and those wild birds are bringing the virus with them, and that is a challenge for us. So this will continue to be a time where we need to monitor really clearly. Another really important message for the public is to make sure that they don't handle any dead or sick birds, but instead they report them. You can contact us through our Department of Agriculture website or your local regional veterinary office.
Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden. Angus, we're at a time of year when turkey sales are heading towards their peak. I'm trying not to use the C word. So how high is the concern over the rise of bird flu as we head towards, you know, that peak sale period?
Well, this housing order shows you how serious officials are taking it. And we had biosecurity measures introduced at the start of this month, whereby farmers on their own poultry farms have to take specific measures in how they disinfect and how they have to be careful moving from one section to the other of their farm without that risk of spreading the disease. And it was a relatively small farm in Carlow where we saw this case yesterday, confirmed around 500 turkeys, I understand. But if there is a case in a flock, Rachel, the entire flock is culled. So outbreaks, they're a huge risk to the sector. They're a huge risk to the food supply chain. But officials, they are expecting this to get worse before it gets better. Turkeys, they're among the more vulnerable bird breeds when it comes to bird flu. And I understand there is the likelihood of more confirmed cases on turkey farms in Ireland in the coming days. And if these turn out to be bigger farms with, say, thousands or tens of thousands of birds, and if they're close to other poultry farms, that's where we might see a big impact on the food supply chain. You might have restriction zones in place, and then suddenly you see access to tens, hundreds of thousands of birds impacted. So you could see the consumer be impacted when we do get closer. I'm going to say it, if we get close to Christmas and people are trying to find their turkeys. But bird flu, it's also devastating for the farmer, and it's important not to forget that they lose their entire flock. Now, they do get compensated, but you can't just go out and buy 100,000 birds tomorrow. It takes time to build that flock back up. So there is significant financial risk there and concern among the farming sector, but also more broadly as well when it comes to the food supply chain.
Mm-hmm. I remember this issue arising a couple of years ago, Angus, when a similar order was put in place. And at that time, people might recall stickers went up on supermarket shelves and on boxes of eggs, explaining that they couldn't be described as free range anymore. Will that also be the case this time?
And that's unlikely to happen again. As I understand it, I think they've changed the regulations since, so you don't need to see those stickers saying that these aren't these free range eggs. These are actually from eggs that are birds that were housed. So I think we're unlikely to see that. I think the biggest, the most obvious impact on the shelves will be the lack of supply if it turns out that we do get significant number of outbreaks where it starts to affect the food supply chain.
Angus, many thanks. That was our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox, who's at the Department of Agriculture this lunchtime. Lots more still to come on the news at one. First, though, we'll take a quick break.